radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And so as I mentioned before the station break, the general population of Turkey, they're fed up with this whole Syrian situation. They don't see it as beneficial to Turkey, to their economy, to their own security. They see themselves as being set up to be caught in the crossfire when this war explodes into a much wider regional conflict. And so they're very unhappy about what's going on. And it sort of reinforces this statement I've made before. Ordinary people around the world, Christians, Jews, Muslims, do not want war. This is all created by monomaniacal political leaders, hallucinated fanatical religious zealots, and ultimately behind all of them, the money junkies, who have a very simple scam they have been doing for almost 100 years. Impose a system on a country where all the currency in circulation is issued as a loan at interest. And to keep that economy going, you've got to encourage more borrowing, always more borrowing. Students, home loans, car loans, just more and more loans, because that's how money is created in this system. And the people stop borrowing, the Keynesians start screaming, the government must borrow on their behalf, plunge the nation further into debt. And when the government gets tired of borrowing because of political pressure, that is when the wars are created, because wars force nations to borrow even more money to fight the war. And after the war is over, to borrow even more money to rebuild from the war. And so when these giant wars are all over and you've rebuilt, you have basically the country that you had before. You haven't made any progress. You've just repaired the damage from the last 10 years. The graveyards are a lot bigger. And you're back on the hook to the bankers for the next 100 years. That's the scam. And that is why world wars came into being at the same time as the Federal Reserve. The two go hand in hand. You cannot have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest without it inevitably leading to some kind of a war, either war against the other people that the nation owes money to, or war against other nations whose wealth can be used to offset the growing debt and try and get the system back stable again, or ultimately simply a war to restore additional borrowing and keep the banks technically solvent on paper. But it's all based on debt. It is rule by compound interest, and it is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. They're all equally illegitimate. It is time for the human race to stand up and realize that this is not civilization. This is slavery. It is indentured servitude. It is feudalism. It is serfdom. We are transitioning from a nation where people own the land to a new nation where the land owns the people. Now they're talking about sending around mortgage police to people who've missed a payment on their mortgage, threatening them with jail if they don't come up with that money somehow. We don't care where you get it. We don't care if there are no jobs out there. Send your daughters out to the street to raise the money if you have to. Meanwhile, France is shutting down French schools and embassies in over 20 countries, supposedly because of the backlash against this video. And it isn't a backlash against the video. These people in these invaded nations are tired of being invaded. They're tired of having their women and children blown to bloody bits in these drone strikes. They're tired of torture. They're tired of regime change. They're tired of being messed around with, and that is why they are angry. And you should be just as angry as they are, because you're being messed around with right now, aren't you? And by the exact same source. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative. Our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk a little bit about the economy because the economy is the root cause of all the problems. We are enslaved to a banking system called the Federal Reserve. It's a privately owned bank that was granted the authority to create money out of thin air by the Congress and the President of 1913. And all that money that is created is issued in circulation as a loan at interest. And there is the doom of the nation. Because the system can only exist if it works to drive the population deeper and deeper into debt. They're really not that interested in you having the jobs and the money to pay off your debts. That weakens them. The goal is to impose the maximum amount of debt on a society in order to enslave them and control them. And the end result of every nation that is enslaved to a private central bank is war. We're on the verge of it right now. And there's an article out on whatreallyhappened.com sent to us by a regular contributor. And it's basically saying Bernanke's shooting blanks. And it's an analysis of the effects of the announcement and start of quantitative easing unlimited. And it starts out saying that most people expected the stock market to just rocket into the stratosphere with all of this instantly available money that's being given to the banks. And basically what happened is the Federal Reserve is creating this new money, and they're using it to buy these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities bundles off the hands of the banks who were forced to buy them back from investors. And they're just going to drop them onto the American people's balance sheet. And these things are worthless. It's just another way to take wealth from you and give it to the bankers. They're being rewarded for this huge crime called the mortgage-backed security fraud. And because of that, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it with student loans. They're going to do it with auto loans. They're going to do it with any other kind of debt obligation that can be bundled. And they're going to bubble it up and let it crash, because every time it happens, the federal government transfers the losses onto you, the American people. So anyway, getting back to this article, they're basically saying that the idea that all of a sudden these Wall Street financial firms are able to sell these worthless mortgage-backed securities bundles to the American people, and all of a sudden they've got an influx of cash, you would expect to see the stock market soar. Well, it did for 2 days, and I think it's just a little bit up today, but it wasn't a huge upward explosion the conventional wisdom said it would be. And that's because most real investors, small investors, are already out of the market. What you're looking at every day are these high-speed computer trading systems gaming with each other. And those few investors who are still actually inside Wall Street seem to know the Federal Reserve has run out of bullets, because pumping more of this instant paper money into a failing bank system is not going to work. It never has. It never will. And in fact, it's going to make things worse. But that's all they know how to do. And as I said earlier in the show, these are people who are unable to look into a mirror and ask themselves, am I doing the right thing? Is there a reason to change what we're doing? They can't. It is the curse of political power that it attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. When I was in Wall Street a year ago for the 10th anniversary of 9/11, I was rather startled to see how many churches there are around Wall Street. And the churches are doing very, very well. And I finally, after watching, people began to realize what was going on. These Wall Street criminals would be up there cheating people out of their homes, cheating people out of their savings. And then they'd go to church on their way home, say 10 Hail Marys, and they say, all right, God has forgiven me, and they get to go back and do it again. And these churches are just raking in the dough, granting absolution and removing guilt from these criminals. And the federal government's doing exactly the same thing. They're allowing the Federal Reserve to basically buy these utterly worthless mortgage-backed securities that were created through fraud and deception. They're otherwise known as the toxic assets. And the Federal Reserve is going to buy them away from the banks that created this mess in the first place, and they're dumping them onto the balance sheet of the American people. That's what's going on here. And as long as the federal government allows that to continue, we'll see more of the same. There'll be new bubbles, new tulip mania, new collateralized debt obligations based on worthless collateral or inflated collateral. This quantitative easing infinity is going to do nothing but blow up the debt bubble faster and farther. And I think it was a desperate Hail Mary pass by Barack Obama to try and keep the illusion that the economy is working until after the November elections. George Bush did exactly the same thing in 2008, and he didn't make it. It fell apart in October, 1 month before the elections. And it's a race. It's close. Obama may pull it off, but there's a very real possibility he will not. The greatest enemy facing the people of planet Earth isn't Al-Qaeda or Muslims or Russia or China or global warming or any of the other proffered scapegoats for the public outrage. The greatest enemy facing the people of planet Earth is and always has been private central banks issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. The U.S. government and the corporate media want you to go to war. But if you're going to have to go to war anyway, should you not have the freedom to choose who your true enemy is? I still hope that we can avoid civil war here in the United States of America. I still think that patience will eventually result in the U.S. federal government and the Federal Reserve collapsing the way the Soviet Union did. And then a new age will dawn in this land. We learn from the mistakes of the past. We look at what the Russian Republic did that worked. We look at what the Russian Republic did that didn't work. And we craft a new nation that keeps a just as solid a wall between the money junkies and the civil government as the earlier founders of this nation kept between religion and the civil government. Because after all, banking is a religion. It's not science. It's all based on belief and faith that these rules that move the money from your pocket to the banker's pockets are somehow above questioning, somehow above concern or criticism. That's why so many banks look like churches. It's all facade. I remember one of the real eye-opening shocks I had when I was back working on the TV show Lost. And we went down and used one of Honolulu's big banks as a location. And from the outside, it's this very magnificent-looking building that just reeks of solidarity and security and safety. And when you're in the customer area, you know, you're presented with all this wonderful woodwork and fixtures and everything that just say, yes, this is a place where business gets done and you can relax and trust this place. But we got to see behind the scenes. We got to see the bank as it looks like from the point of view of the people who work at the bank. And the wood was rotted. The laminations were coming off. Equipment was broken. And it was just literally falling apart underneath that facade. It's all rotted out. It's like a beautiful, shiny house that you don't realize has been eaten out from the inside by termites. And that really hammered home to me the point of just how much of a facade and belief-based system banking is. So, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the Bank of Japan has announced new monetary easing. Their economy's been hit by the slowdown in consumer purchasing around the world. Up in Sweden, the Riksbank has issued a negative outlook on the Eurozone. Meanwhile, over in Germany, Jens Weidmann is basically saying that the central bank action, the European Central Bank action of just creating and pumping money into the financial system to keep it solvent is the actions of the devil. And he cites a portion of Faust's work where the devil Mephistopheles, disguised as a fool, convinces an emperor to issue large amounts of paper money. And it was Goethe was the author, and Faust is the name of the work. But even in that work, written so long ago, the issuance of paper money eventually destroys the empire under rampant inflation. So people have known all along that this is not a good thing to do. So why are they doing it? Well, because the people who are doing it want their money now. They want their wealth now. They don't care what this is going to do to the United States of America or Europe. After the next elections, it's somebody else's problem. They're just dealing with the here and now. And that short-sightedness is why this crime of private central banking has been allowed to perpetuate for almost 100 years in this country. The government is never thinking long-term. They're only thinking, what little scam, what little intervention, what little invasion, what little conquest can we do that'll make us all rich in the next 4 to 6 to 8 years? And after that, it's somebody else's problem. So, yeah, just as the founding fathers of the United States established a wall between religion and government, the new nation has to install a similar wall between the money junkies and government. We cannot allow religious hysteria and fundamentalism to take control of the reins of civil power. Neither can we allow private financial interests to seize the reins of civil power either. Both with the religious fanatic and the money junkie, the nation will be perverted into something that serves only the interests of the rulers at the expense of everybody else. This is a lesson hard learned. We must remember it for the new nation we shall create one day. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We seem to have a helicopter hovering over our roof right now. You can probably hear it on the microphone. Yep, there she goes. Of course, I'm only worried about the one with like 8 guys in black dangling on ropes underneath. And this doesn't seem to be one of those here. All righty, let's see. Moving right along, I'm just putting up a new article at whatreallyhappened.com linking some of these Mideast cyber weapon viruses back to the United States of America. All righty, let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Getting back to the economic news, the highest court in the state of Washington recently ruled that a company that has foreclosed on millions of mortgages nationwide can be sued for fraud. This is a decision that is going to have wide-reaching ramifications, because this ruling will allow consumers to seek damages from the mortgage electronic registration system. This was a company that was set up by the nation's major banks. And it was used to facilitate the bundling of mortgages. It was used to evade title transfer taxes, which is a huge amount of money that should have been going into state coffers. And basically, they transferred the title to this mortgage electronic registration system, and then they could simply assign it. They could change the assignment, move it around, bundle it, play with it, over and over and over again without having to pay the title transfers fees. I have never completely freed myself of the suspicion that a great part of the confusion regarding the separation of titles and notes and mortgages and the assignment of the same mortgage to multiple investment bundles, which is fraud, I keep thinking, what if there was a software bug inside this mortgage electronic registration system that caused all this confusion over who owned the note, who owned the title, who had all the paperwork on it? But in any event, the reality is that this mortgage electronic registration system as an assignee of titles was illegal from the start. The courts have said time and time again that the assignments really legally could not be made and the taxes were being evaded with it. Now, as part of Obama's foreclosure settlement, all criminal investigation and prosecution of all these banks and MERS were halted dead in their tracks. But they can't stop the civil courts from moving forward, and that's what is happening here. Everybody who has been harmed by the mortgage electronic registration system, either through confusions that led to wrongful foreclosures, transfer of title to someplace it shouldn't have gone, any harm at all, you can sue the mortgage electronic registration system. And, of course, the owners of MERS, which are the big, too big to fail banks, too big to jail, they hope. So it's starting to really unravel out there. All righty, let's see, moving right along here. Now, with regard to all of these non-prosecutions of these Wall Street criminals, I mean, if they catch you smoking a joint, you're going to go to prison. It's going to wind up making military uniforms. That's the newest thing for all these prison labor companies. And by the way, did you know the U.S. federal government guarantees a minimum of 90% occupancy of all these prisons that have been turned into prison factories? That means if it's below 90% occupancy, they'll go out and arrest people just to throw them in jail to meet that obligation of a 90% occupancy rate. And now these slave labor camps, that's what they are, slave labor camps, are being used to make military uniforms for U.S. forces. And again, this is exactly the same thing the Nazis did. All those slave labor camps that were all over the Nazi world were making supplies for the German troops. Now, what does this mean for American companies who used to be the providers of military uniforms? They're going out of business. They have to let their people go. More unemployment, more poverty. And this is why I keep telling you, we are all victims of this war policy. The idea of a victor and a vanquished is for the history books. The only real winners are the political leaders who aggrandize themselves on the blood of the fallen and the bankers who plunge both sides into debt to fight the war. And they don't even care which side wins. It's irrelevant. Both sides go into debt. That makes the bankers happy. We are all losers. Look around at the United States of America today. Look at the holes in the roads, the collapsing bridges, the breached levees, the failed irrigation system, the collapsing farming, the empty factories. We are all losers in this war policy. We are all the innocent victims of the U.S. government policy of fighting Israel's wars. So anyway, getting back to this story, the Justice Department is now defending why they are not prosecuting corporate leaders for white-collar crime. And remember, white-collar crime, even before 2008, white-collar crime was estimated to cost the American people 10 times as much as street crime. And yet, Hollywood always focuses on street crime and the muggers and, you know, the burglars and all that other stuff, and all the police shows always look at that. But you rarely see white-collar crime on TV. More about that when we come back from station these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and children. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the news, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We got a caller off the air from yet another listener who is unable to reach the website whatreallyhappened.com. Now, the servers are working just fine. The website is up and operational, but we are getting a lot of indications from around the world that somebody is tinkering with what is called the DNS system, the domain name service. This is the system that takes the name you type into your browser. Republicbroadcasting.org is one example, and maps it to an IP address, which is this numerical string that identifies the physical server where the website is located. And it is a way of silencing websites that certain individuals do not want to be read. And at the moment, it is at a very low level, and it appears to be testing, because it'll hit this area, then it starts working again. Then it'll interfere with this area, and then it starts working again. And I think somebody is getting ready to basically go in, and ahead of the new false flag attack, try and mess with the DNS system so that people are no longer able to go to the alternative media websites. Now, there are a couple of ways around that. First of all, you can try going through a proxy. You can get to the What Really Happened website. We have our server configured so you can reach it directly with the IP. Some servers that share multiple domains, you can't use this trick, but we set up our server so you can do it. Write this number down. 173.236.29.251. If you type that into your browser's URL bar, where you would normally put whatreallyhappened.com, you'll get the main page. Some of the internal links may not work because they're going to go back to whatreallyhappened.com. But there are ways where you can go in and edit your host file so you can go to your favorite websites even if somebody is blocking DNS. Now, the precedent for all of this game playing that's going on is really very simple. During 9/11, in the weeks before 9/11 happened, the FBI was running around the United States of America shutting down the servers for all Muslim charity groups so that when 9/11 happened, there were no opposing points of view going out on the internet about what had happened in New York City. If there's going to be a new false flag attack in order to kick up this global war that the money junkies want, they're going to have to do something to silence voices of reason, logic, analysis. Anybody who might challenge the official propaganda is going to have to be silenced. Using this little IP trick, you can still get to the website you need to get to. Now, that being said, I think at this stage of the situation, silencing the alternative media is not going to accomplish anything, because everybody listening to this show, everybody reading our websites, they have become skeptical. They have become analytical. They are well informed. And simply shutting down whatreallyhappened.com is not going to do anything except to alert everybody to the fact that something bad is going on. And you don't need me to sit here and tell you what is going on. You can guess for yourself. You're all very smart people out there. So for those of you who are computer savvy, don't try this. If you don't know what you're doing, you can wreck your machine. But if you know how to go in to your host's file, you might add a line with the IP and whatreallyhappened.com for my website. Go out to your other favorite websites and see if the IP trick will work for them as well. It won't work for all of them if they're on shared hosts. But just start building that list of your favorite alternative media websites and their IPs and start putting them in your host files now. And the time to do it is starting right now, because obviously something big is on the horizon. And the war hawks and the money junkies, they want to silence the voice of dissent. They want to keep you from hearing the truth. They want to keep you from hearing common sense analysis about what is going on. Who benefits from all the sudden violence? Who's likely to stage false flag attacks? Where is the propaganda coming from? Who does it benefit? These are all questions you need to be asking. And you already know how to ask them. So this interference with DNS, it's just more of the cyber games that we see from the U.S. and Israel. And again, I think it's going to cause a lot more damage than good. By shutting down alternative media, that'll just alert everybody to something else is going on. Because if there's a big bang that they're going to blame on Iran, and then they turn around and say, oh, by the way, Iran is shutting down all the alternative media websites, you know that's a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. Why would Iran shut down the websites that, like Iran, seek to avoid this war? But at this point, the propaganda is so reckless and self-contradictory, they'll probably go ahead and say that anyway. Alrighty, now, we have talked before about this problem with the fake gold bars, where they appear to be real gold bars, or they found some over in Germany that bore the hallmarks of Fort Knox. China found a whole batch of them bearing the hallmarks of the Federal Reserve, and all these bars are floating around there. And it was kind of a non-story in the U.S. until one of them turned up in the Manhattan Jewelry District. And this 10-ounce gold bar, worth about $18,000, turned out to be a tungsten core. Now, this gold bar was bought and sold with serial number and all the documentation where it came from And now the story that is in the media is the bar is hollowed out, the gold is sold, the tungsten is put in, and the bar is closed up. I don't think so. Anybody who has worked with metals, anybody who's worked in jewelry, anybody who's done machining on very soft metal, which gold is a very soft metal, you've all seen the old cliche of somebody taking a gold coin and biting on it, because real gold, 24-karat gold, is soft enough where your teeth will leave impressions in the metal. That's a real quick test if it's real gold. It is far easier to make a cast of a real bar and use that to create new stamping plates to create the fakes. But I think the glut of gold on the market that kept prices down is the product of a coordinated operation among money center banks to create these fake tungsten-filled gold bars, pass them off as real. It's like the U.S. coinage. Back in 1964, they took out the silver, gave us these copper slugs, and said, really, this is worth exactly the same thing it was before, which was a big lie. But as long as people believe that it's still valuable money, the system continued to work. And I think somebody has been doing this with gold bars for many, many, many years. And as long as the bars were simply kept and stacked and put in vaults, the scam worked. And there seemed to be this glut of gold on the market that kept gold prices down. But it's only when these gold bars are being used by jewelers or anybody who's got a reason to actually melt the gold bar down and look inside that the scam is being exposed. And the real question here isn't how many gold bars in the jewelry district have tungsten cores, is how many gold bars being kept in these gold brokerages, these hypothecated 10-to-1 leveraging operations. How many gold bars in the Federal Reserve of New York? How many of the gold bars in Fort Knox have tungsten cores right now? Because somebody somewhere came up with enough gold to dump on the market to keep gold prices down. And this is the tip of a monumental fraud. And it would have worked if the gold bars had stayed just in bullion vaults and banks, safety deposit boxes, where people would look at them and not touch them and not examine them. But jewelers will buy gold bars in order to make their gold jewelry, and this jeweler in Manhattan drilled into it, and he found tungsten. And the bar looked perfect on the outside. That, to me, says resources of a nation state are at work. This isn't something that's being done in the back room of a garage down in Tijuana. Because the gold bar apparently had all the correct markings and all the paperwork to say this is a real transferred gold bar. That says insider. That says Federal Reserve. That says U.S. Treasury. That says European Central Bank. So if you're going to invest in silver and gold, and I recommend it highly, go to a reputable dealer like Republic Trading Group, our sponsor. Take physical possession of the metal, and yes, feel free to be checking as you go along. One idea we actually proposed on this radio show about 4 years back that has now become standard practice is to test gold bars with a hospital ultrasound, because that barrier between the tungsten and the gold will show up on a hospital ultrasound. And you can test your gold bar. You don't have to drill it. You don't have to assay it. You don't have to damage it in any way. It is the perfect non-intrusive method of testing a gold bar. It's just a hospital ultrasound. And you can buy those things used very inexpensively. They're not controlled. They're not radioactive. They don't use x-rays. It's an ultrasound. And you can find these things very inexpensively on eBay. If you are dealing in gold bars, you know, just get an old hospital ultrasound and start testing your bars, and that will reveal how many of them are fakes and frauds. Like I said, there's a great deal of trust out there, and we know the financial system of the United States of America, as embodied in Wall Street, they're criminals. They admit to fraud on a regular basis. Why does that not also extend to the Federal Reserve and those gold vaults in New York? It may turn out that the entire U.S. economy, the entire Western economy right now is nothing but illusion. The illusion that there is wealth and money still circulating in the system instead of a massive 100-year pileup of accumulated debt of money that is owed but never existed to begin with. I would suggest now that we're beginning to see more and more of these gold bars have tungsten cores, that now is the time for local communities, for counties, for states to start seriously planning to issue their own currency in the event of a collapse of the U.S. dollar, because it does appear to be at hand. Obama's trying to prop it up until after November. 50-50 chance whether he can do it or not. Meanwhile, over at American Airlines, they're going to be cutting about 4,400 jobs. And they've actually sent layoff warning notices to 11,000 employees, but they're saying they may pull back and only fire 4,000. American Airlines is going through a bankruptcy restructuring. And one of the things that they're doing to try and make themselves more pleasing to the money junkies at the banks who hold all those notes on those airplanes, now they're imposing a special fee for families traveling together who wish to sit together. American Airlines is saying if you and your spouse and your child are traveling on American Airlines, they will seat you wherever they want to seat you, unless you're willing to pay a special $60 fee to guarantee that you're being seated together. This is, of course, not going to endear travelers to American Airlines. And I think American Airlines is, again, they're thinking the next 10 minutes, the next 10 weeks of raising more revenues, and they're not thinking how this is going to damage their image with travelers. Certainly did with me. Not that I travel a whole heck of a lot anymore in these hard economic times, but I wouldn't go American, not with an attitude like that. I absolutely insist on sitting next to my wife. And I know that that new rule doesn't apply to just couples. But the idea of penalizing families who are traveling with children by charging them extra to make sure they're all seated together so that little Johnny isn't way in the back of the coach section sitting next to Father O'Flaccid for the entire trip, I think that is going to definitely damage American Airlines' image with the consumers. I certainly wouldn't. All right, I want to talk about Mitt the Twit Romney. He is self-destructing so fast, and he doesn't know when to shut up his mouth. And his problem is he says whatever he thinks the person in front of him wants to hear that moment. And now, of course, Romney's campaign is saying, well, the people who are making those recordings of him in his fundraising meetings and everything, that's illegal for them to do. That's a violation of the wiretap laws. There's an act of desperation there. I mean, it is a public meeting for fundraisers. And the idea that there is a presumption of privacy and confidentiality in a private fundraising, I mean, that's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. Anyway, so Romney's out there. So he's still trying to sell this idea that we've got to go to war in Iran and kill all the Muslims. And he said, if I were a fanatic, I'd let off a nuclear bomb in Chicago. And he says, Iran are all crazy people. And he's just ranting and raving, and this new tape came out just hours after another tape where he's out there making derogatory remarks about 47% of Americans, the Palestinians, the Mexicans, the Chinese. And the Romney campaign is saying you shouldn't be paying attention to his off-the-cuff remarks because that's not official campaign material. You should accept this issued, formal, written, vetted, edited statement as representing the candidate's real views. No, of course not. That is an orchestrated part of the illusion of the campaign. It is the off-the-cuff remarks that tell you the character of the candidate. And everybody at every political event should be recording the candidates so when the off-the-cuff remarks get made, those get posted to the internet because that tells us what these people truly are like. Now, Mitt Romney was going on and on the other day about how 47% of Americans don't pay any income taxes and how they're all freeloaders and loafers and stuff like that. No, actually, he's wrong again. Because going through that list of Americans who don't pay any federal taxes, you find 4,000 millionaires who, by virtue of the special tax loopholes given to the money junkies, also don't pay any taxes. So his attempt to categorize people who are not paying taxes as freeloaders and living off the country and everything, that's blown up in his face. because it shows, first of all, that Romney doesn't really understand the tax code at all and who is paying and who is not. And this callous attitude of it's not my job to worry about those 47%. Mr. Romney, the president's job is to worry about all 330 million American men, women, and children ahead of and above Wall Street's needs and Israel's wars. It's just absolutely amazing. The guy is completely clueless. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Allicin C is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, InternetTruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to InternetTruth.org for your supply.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to finish up with Mitt Romney. Mimi Red Elk is waiting on the line to start her segment. We're probably going to try and get to her before the top of the hour. But Mitt Romney is out there again, and he's saying these really dumb things, and apparently he's out there screaming about there's no possibility of a two-state solution. The Palestinians might as well just accept that. And saying that, you know, for a two-state solution to work, the Palestinians would have to agree to an Israeli military presence in the West Bank that would be required to prevent Iranian infiltration, okay, across the Palestine-Syria borders. He actually said that. The problem is there is no border between Palestine and Syria. And so Romney has basically gotten up and did what Romney does best, said what the immediate audience wanted to hear, and in the process he demonstrated he really doesn't understand the Middle East. He doesn't know what country borders up against each other. He's just throwing the words around. The GOP is fretting that Mitt Romney is blowing the race. They're all upset that they were expecting him to be a serious challenger to Obama, and he's flaming out on them. But it's not Romney's fault. The GOP blew the race when they pandered to Wall Street and Israel by blocking Ron Paul, who clearly had more grassroots support than Romney, in favor of Mitt the Twit, the favored son of the money junkies. Polls before the primary showed Romney could not beat Obama, but Ron Paul could. But the GOP leadership is too arrogant and conceited to admit it. They've hoisted on their own petard and alienated a large segment of their own voters with that stunt. The GOP leadership has not only lost the White House, they've probably handed the Congress firmly into Democratic control. And they did it to themselves and their own party. And it basically says machine politics do not work in this day and age of the internet and the blogs and alternative media. They wanted to play the game by the rules that worked back in the days of Boss Tweed, and they have cratered themselves. Apparently, some of Romney's staff are also employed by Fox News as on-air talent. Some of those people on Fox News talking about what a great guy he is, they work for him. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring Mimi Red Elk on just a little bit early. I know we had her at the third hour, but if I recall correctly, she's on a cell phone. We don't know how long her battery's going to last here. So, Mimi Red Elk, aloha, welcome to the show, and thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. I know we've traded emails and articles and concerns for many years now, actually. We've been sort of working on this whole situation with Leonard Peltier. And the reason I wanted to get you back on the show at this particular moment is in watching how the U.S. court system is blatantly skewing the law to favor the rich and the powerful. I just wanted to call attention back to what happened with Leonard Peltier. And I know there's this very good documentary called Incident at Oglala, really set out all the facts in the story. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back in a few minutes with Mimi Red Elk.